You're with Morning Ireland. It's 12 minutes past seven. New talks today between Aer Lingus pilots, members of IALPA and the airline give a fresh glimmer of hope that the pay dispute between the sides can be resolved. The pilots accepted the invitation from management. The sides will meet this morning. But in the meantime, the work to rule and a planned 8-hour strike for Saturday will go ahead. Aer Lingus has so far cancelled 270 flights. The industrial action to date involves IALPA members not working overtime or any other out of hours duties requested by management. For more on today's talks, I'm joined by our business editor, Will Goodbody, and they meet, Will, at 9:30 this morning. What are the chances of progress here in what has been so far pretty bad-tempered and a pretty intractable dispute?
Good morning, Mary. Yes, I mean, representatives of the Irish Airline Pilots Association will meet with management at a neutral location at Dublin Airport at 9:30, as you say. And this has resulted from an invitation issued by the airline to IALPA yesterday, which was subsequently accepted by the union. But of course, this comes after separate meetings between the Labour Court and both IALPA and Aer Lingus on Wednesday, on Tuesday, I think, in a bid to resolve the dispute. But no substantive progress was made at those meetings, with the court telling both sides that it would not be intervening at this stage, but that it would review the matter in July, which of course starts next week. Now, while we don't know exactly what was said in those meetings, one might expect that both sides were asked to reflect on their respective entrenched positions. And of course, the very loud and consistent message from government in recent days has been that both the airline and the union must get back around the table to talk if there's to be any chance of bringing an end to this dispute. So I think it's in that context that Aer Lingus has issued the invitation to IALPA to talk, with sources in the airline indicating that they remain keen to engage and find a resolution. It's certainly positive the contacts and discussions are taking place, and specifically that they are face-to-face involving the two parties. But that said, I think it's reasonable to say that expectations on all sides are pretty low that there will be any kind of significant breakthrough today. It's understood that the positions of both sides remain the same, that they haven't shifted at all. And of course, they have been talking about these issues for 2 years with each other at a pay tribunal, at the Labour Relations Commission and at the Labour Court. So no resolution has been forthcoming at this point, so I don't think we should read too much into the development at this stage.
Just remind us about the nub of what divides them at this stage. Is it all about the money, or is it tied into money for changes in work practices?
Yeah, I mean, the nub remains the scale of the pay increases being sought by the pilots and whether or not Aer Lingus should get something in return. Now, all along, the pilots have been seeking an increase of 23.8%. As they say, they've not had a pay rise since 2019, and that an increase of this scale is required to adjust for the cumulative effects of inflation over that interim period. But Aer Lingus is insisting that for an increase of that scale, the pilots need to agree to some new flexibility and productivity measures. The problem for the airline is that other grades at Aer Lingus received a pay rise of over 12% last year, and if the airline grants a 24% increase to pilots without extracting additional flexibility and productivity from them, it could open the gates to further pay claims by others in the company. But the pilots feel that if they give further flexibility and productivity concessions, they will in effect be paying in kind for part of a cost of living pay increase that they feel they're entitled to regardless. And that really goes to the heart of the issue, because it's less about the gap between the two sides on the pay increase. I think in previous negotiations, they've come quite close to agreement on that. It's really more all about this productivity issue. And because of that fundamental difference of opinions around all of that, it's hard to see where or how there will be a meeting of minds. So right now, there remains a gulf between the two sides on it all, and the dispute has become increasingly bitter. Mm.
Goodwill certainly seems to be in short supply here. So meanwhile, the cancellations go on. This 8-hour stoppage on Saturday still planned, still scheduled to go ahead, and the disruption to passengers continuing.
Yeah, the indefinite industrial action by Aer Lingus pilots, who are members of IALPA, got underway yesterday as planned. That involves a strict work to rule by the pilots, with no overtime or out of hours duties, only working published rosters and not accepting calls or logging into their systems out of hours. And of course, on Saturday, it remains set to ratchet up a level with an 8-hour strike planned by the pilots. And all of that has led to the cancellation, as you say, of a total of 270 flights between yesterday and Tuesday of next week. So far, the disruption that we know of has been confined to those officially cancelled flights. Yesterday, there didn't appear to be any other scheduled flights impacted by all of what was going on. But the expectation is that the longer the dispute continues, the more likely it is that there will be further disruption and cancellations, given the nature of the work to rule. The airline has also not said anything publicly yet about its plans beyond Tuesday of next week, so we await that. And remember, even if or when the dispute is resolved, it's unlikely to be the case that flights that were cancelled will suddenly be reinstated. So clearly the situation continues to create huge concern for passengers who really don't know whether they can trust whether their flights will go or not. And of course, IALPA hasn't ruled out an escalation up to and including an all-out strike. So that has to be considered too. So let's see what happens at this morning's talks. But right now, there isn't really huge significant cause for optimism.
All right. And we'll be reporting on any progress from those talks throughout the day. That's Will Goodbody, our business editor. It's 17 minutes past seven.